Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I guess today's the eulogy, Bart. It's the eulogy.
It is?
Yeah, today is just a day. There's more like the wake, right? It's not a funeral, but it's just sort of like, you know, it's the bittersweet, you know, goodbye to a season.
Yeah, the viewing.
You know, it's like I had a whole weekend to digest the whole thing, right? And tonight would have been a game 7 at the Garden if the Knicks had been able to pull off the win in Miami. And they certainly, I mean, well, one guy gave it all he had. Everybody else sort of, nobody could make a damn shot. But still, it's. I mean, I just don't feel like I'm not surprised. I wasn't even disappointed. I don't know what I was, but now I'm at that. Now I'm in a place where I feel more anxiety about what's next than I do about if there was a game 7 tonight. Does that make sense to you at all?
It does, right? Because you look at what Boston did. It's tough to go into any place in a must win with the home crowd and, you know, the momentum that Miami played with and, you know, Boston played with equally. I feel like we're at this point where we were with the Giants and Jets, right? We're pleasantly surprised. Expectations rose. They didn't live up to them. So unless you win a championship, you're always going to have a kind of a sour, bitter taste in your mouth.
Of course.
But maybe we can introduce a new segment to our listeners.
Oh.
Called Now What? I feel like, no.
I like it. Because, no, I really like that. Now What?
Because the Jets were in a similar situation. They said they have a team and maybe they need to tweak some pieces.
Wow.
Now what? They
Who's
said
their Aaron Rodgers.
They said Aaron Rodgers.
Who is their Aaron
and
Rodgers?
This is the thing.
A lot
of organizations right now are having this conversation about now what? The process ain't the process. Now
process
they're saying
is dead. Forget
now
it.
Now what? Milwaukee Bucks. Now what? Right? You look at the Phoenix Suns. Now what? So it's some teams that
we already
stuck
know.
On a hamster wheel. Yes, we do know.
We know one thing about the Suns. They're now what is a new coach.
Yes, and it's like before Doc Rivers said before, it's not very good to win Coach of the Year because that means that you're walking the mile, the green mile.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we have a Coach of the Year in Thibodeau that's sitting around. He's still here. Who knows what happens there? Mark Jackson, I'm happy that Mark Jackson is being considered. That may help you keep a guy like Giannis. Stay put. But this is the thing. Now what, New York? Okay, New York, we here. Okay, you're respectable. But the thing is, the other teams in your conference, they are going to make necessary moves to be better. And you weren't able to get out of the second round. So now what? Because now the expectations going into next year is to be better. And we saw what happened the year after we went where the four seed and lost to the Hawks. It was a down year. We can't have that yo-yo year. We have to figure out now what. So all the listeners out there, you know, I encourage and employ you, Alan implores you, to say now what. Because we're open for all suggestions because we don't know what the ramifications of these losses are. Is the process over? Is Embiid for sale? Is, you know,
no.
Tobias Harris? What's going to happen with James Harden?
Big question. Yeah.
Right? What's going to happen? It feels like everything that happened now makes a guy like Jaylen Brown maybe safe, right? If they would have lost, maybe now Jaylen Brown's not available. Maybe he wants to win a championship. If he wins a championship, maybe he leaves. Maybe he doesn't. Now what in Golden State, right? Now what?
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
A big
so,
now what.
So you have big now what's because that's a lot to put in these luxury taxes. Guys like Poole may be available. Guys like Wiggins may be available. They have to figure out, okay, if we're going to keep our older aging core, what do we have to do to build around them? Some of those young players like Kuminga may be available. Some of the young guys may be available. So now if you're the New York Knicks, a team that is financially responsible, has a lot of draft picks that they can trade, unlike a lot of these other teams, now what? You know, where I'm at.
800-919-3776. Let's get that going. I love this for today. I think this is a great – we usually do overreaction Monday, but I don't think there's anything to overreact to.
Yeah.
I think now there's just things to react to. And so, therefore, I love this, and I think this is what we do. This is simply, this is what we're going to call it. Now what? And it'll be for the Knicks right now. It's going to be for every team, of course, as they end seasons. But right now, the Knicks season ended. They're the last of the winter, the Winter Club Five that all made the playoffs. For the first time since 94, we had a whole thing of winter teams making the playoffs. Only two of them got to the second round, and the Knicks were the last team standing. And that was it. Now it's over. So our winter sports in New York has been completed, and now we turn our lonely eyes to baseball. My Lord.
Let's go, Scherzer. Let's go, baby.
So we have right now to look at.
Now what?
The Knicks now what? 800-919-3776. So, Bart, let me ask you then, when it comes to – now, there's a lot of things. We don't need like a litany of things because obviously now what? Of course, there's all kinds of stuff. But if there's one thing that you think – and this is to the listeners now – one thing that you think must happen before next season for this team to advance the cause. All right, you made the second round. You kind of – people think that you overachieved. I actually think they hit their number. This is what they are. And now, how do you build it forward? So if there's a now what, one thing, what is it? So, Bart, I'll start with you.
Yes.
What is it?
Only one for me? Well, okay.
What's one thing that has to happen when we open the season next year? And you and I are sitting there at the Garden talking about it. Because I'm just projecting that we're going to do our show at the Garden for some reason on opening night. I don't know why. I just threw that out there. But we're doing our show. It's opening day, the first game of the season. What's the now what that we're going to look back and say, this happened and it needed to happen? What is it?
Yeah, for me, I've had this guy on my wish list the entire year. And I'm going to go now what? Naj Reid.
Wow. That's my now what.
That's your now what?
We're
starting to share a brain. Naj Reid gives you a athletic center, a guy that if you go against Bam Adebayo, they can give Bam Adebayo work. Not only work with them big, wide Michael Phelps shoulders he got, but the ability also to shoot the three and give you size, rebounding, pick and roll defense. Now what? Give me Naj Reid. I am a fan. He is my Dom Smith. He is my Bobo. This is my unicorn. I want Naj Reid, damn it. I don't want problems. I want solutions, and he's a solution.
That's a great one. Now, Dino, do you have enough thought on this that you have a now what if you're considering the Knicks? Do you have a now what to throw into this conversation?
Yeah, he's playing Asteroids. Okay. Way to go. Way to drop the ball.
I was not Asteroids. I was screening phone callers.
This guy's playing Asteroids.
He's literally taking calls. That's what he's doing here. Because I'm watching the calls come up.
I was just talking with D-Money.
I didn't realize. All right, so D-Money's on the list. We'll get to the calls for sure. But I wanted to go around the room. That's why I did this, and I didn't realize you were taking calls. I apologize. If you're not ready, I'll go to Jacob then.
No, I'm ready. I'm good to go now.
Go ahead. All right, so what's your now what then when it comes to the Knicks?
Now what is you have to change something with Randle. Whether it's trade him or if you guys sit down and come to an agreement that he is not the guy on the team, but then you also have to replace him being the guy. So you need somebody else in there that can handle it because it can't all be on Brunson for 48 minutes. That's just not survival of a human being, let alone a team.
Right. Well, we saw out of Jalen Brunson on Friday night. For anybody that remembers, is akin to what Bernard King was doing without any fingers. Look it up. He broke like half the fingers that he has on his hands. Yeah. He had broken fingers, and he was still dropping 40 on the Celtics, and he pushed that to 7 games. It made no sense, but he did it, and he was doing it all by himself. It was unbelievable to watch.
Didn't he do that over my Pistons?
But he also beat up your Pistons. Yeah, that's how he broke his fingers.
So we're supposed to eulogize the Knicks, and you want to sit up here and you want to pick a scab with me?
Well, I was just saying, on your side, Alan. No. The Pistons one thing. But what he did against the Celtics made no sense because that was a legendary Celtics team. And somehow, some way, this guy's dragging that Knicks team to a 7th game against Boston. Are you crazy? That's how it felt like watching Jalen on Friday. But anyways, Jacob, do you have a now what when it comes to the Knicks?
I think the Knicks need to go out there and get a real 3-and-D wing. I'm not that confident in R.J. Barrett. A little bit inconsistent for me on offense. Not consistent enough on defense. Has the skills on both ends of the floor, but just doesn't put it all together at the right times.
That's a good one as well. So we got... Now, Bart's Naj Reid, which is something I had on my list of things that I would want to look into. He's going to be a free agent, remember. Naj Reid is from New Jersey. He is a tough power forward slash center, hard worker.
dog.
Everything that you would want, really, on this team. Like, so my now what is exactly that, though. I won't say Naz Reid, but he was an example I was going to make. My now what is I need more people with the mentality of Jalen Brunson. So what I'm saying is, my now what is, I want the roster to have more A personalities. I'm not worried about A talent. I'll take B talent if he's got an A personality. So I'm looking for more of the dogs that you saw. Brunson is that Josh Hart brought to this team. Hartenstein became Grimes. One. Give it Grimes, you saw that in that moment in game five. So my now what is this roster needs to be made up of less people who I have to coddle and make sure they're okay and check on them, and more guys that are coming out of the locker room and they're just like they're seething. They are ready.
You need some bonuses.
I need some tough dudes. That's what I, whatever Jalen is, explain, I need a bunch of those.
Right. Explain to people why Naz Reid is that undrafted free agent, self-made, dog.
Yeah, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent.
You got a sturdy tail, baby.
His value, of course, is something that I'm really curious about because he didn't make a ton of money. And a lot of guys, it's rare you go from like not making much money to suddenly making $30 million, right? I just don't see that. But can you get him for the mid-level exception? Like, the Knicks don't have a lot of cap space. They can create some, of course, but they don't have much right now.
Can you sign and trade?
Can they attract him?
Can you bring him home
and make him a piece that is another one of these guys that is just a relentless, just worker, dog personality, just what you need.
His skill set is crazy too. Now, let's
no, he can shoot threes. He can shoot threes. I'm with you.
And he got them handles too. He got handles.
Getting him means that Julius Randle's probably not on the team.
Yeah. Can you sign and trade Julius Randle for him and get some more pieces from Minnesota? Can you get it in three teams?
Minnesota because they have Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. So Randle doesn't fit there.
Well, Rudy Gobert didn't fit either, but they did it anyway.
But that doesn't make – but you can't have three power forwards. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, he's not going to play together. Anyways, the point is that you would probably have to figure out something with
three-team trade.
With Randle going somewhere – if you're going to make that move. But I'm not talking about trades. All I'm saying is my now what is what I saw from Jalen Brunson in the playoffs, let alone game six and what he did. And you heard Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra talking about, like let's listen to this from Eric Spoelstra. After the series is over, almost sounding relieved that he doesn't have to deal with this guy anymore.
How's that dude not an all-star or all-NBA? I haven't even, like, really checked the all-NBA. Have those come out yet?
Yes.
Oh, they have. That's how intense this series has been. He should be on one of those teams. I wish he was still out west. Man, you got to respect him as a competitor. He's like a lot of our guys in the locker room.
Oh!
He's got an iron will. There's something about these Villanova guys. They're tough as they come as competitors. And, Kyle, I told Kyle at some point during the series, I said, don't ever forget you were the first one, okay? Jalen's taken that baton for sure. He's just an incredible competitor. And, we came in with some different ideas, trying to get the ball out of his hands, and then he went to a different thing, 5 out of 10 from three, but that's what great players do. You just, you figure different things out.
Think about the ultimate respect. He compared him to the people that he has in his locker room.
Yo, and that are
say
champions.
No more.
He, like, yo, I want him. Like, if he,
that tampering?
I'll give you Kyle Lowry. Give me him.
Tampering going on there? But no, but you see what I mean? So my now
and
what?
Then, to not to say that about Julius Randle, not to say that about, he say the Villanova guy, so that means Josh Hart too.
I'm telling you, that's my now what. If I'm running this front office, if I'm in charge of this franchise, there's only one thing I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about chasing stars. I'm not thinking about what star can I attract and all that stuff. You certainly want one. Don't make no mistake. I'm not saying I don't want a star. What I'm saying is I don't want any star. I want guys with that guy's mentality. I want players who are fighters like him. That's how we're going to win. And I need more guys like that, that in a game six on the road, when all is lost, I am not letting us lose. I'm taking it all the way to the end. I'm exhausting that team. They have to beat us. We are not losing. And that's really what he had. I need more of that on this roster. So that's what I'm looking for. 800-919-3776. And yes, Bart, you are correct. Naz Reid is one of those people. And he's going to be a free agent. And that again now leads you to a new conversation, which is what to do with Randall. Because as I've said before, I said this after game four, when they went down 3-1. As I said, like, this is a, you know, we've seen this now twice now in the playoffs. It's fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Like, sometimes you just got to recognize what somebody is. And sure, you need 25, 10, and 4 out of him in 77 games to get to the playoffs. I understand that. But is that what you kind of, do you marry yourself to that? Which could be a dangerous place to be. If you can get something better, or at least where it's not the same production, but a different type of mentality in that room. Does that lift you up? Does that take you a step farther? Does that make you better somehow, some way? That's what I think has to be thought about, and that's part of the discussion. Now, I'll bring up one more other thing, by the way. There's some things. There's some work that needs to be done with this franchise in the offseason. And one of them is not just getting Josh Hart done, which should be simple. It's easy. You have his bird rights. No problem. But it's also this thought of you have to give extensions to Emmanuel Quickley and Obi Toppin before the start of the season. October, I believe, is a deadline before the season starts. I'll tell you what. I don't think you have to give them extensions. And Emmanuel Quickley showed us in the postseason that I don't know if I'm ready to commit to a full extension with him. Because while he had a really nice season, really good, was a finalist for sixth man, was important on many nights, showed us he can start and play big minutes, all those things that you love. He's definitely a piece I want to keep around, no question. But I shouldn't feel like I have to pay him right now. I think I'm okay with saying to him, we love what we saw, let's see it again. He would be a restricted free agent. You can match anything that any other team can offer him. So it's not like you risk losing him. And if you tell me, well, you'll risk losing him because mentally he'll get frustrated, he'll get upset. Yo, if you get upset, then you've already told me that you're not somebody that's going to fit in my locker room.
Yeah, bro. We just watched Lamar Jackson, after winning the MVP, not get his money.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's my point. So when people say to me, well, you risk getting him upset, you'll lose him then, and he won't want to play. Okay, well, if he's willing to do that, then that's not the guy I need anyway. So I don't know if I have to give him an extension. And in Obi, it's the same thing. Obi has shown us that he does, when he plays, he can play. Obi showed me he's a bit of a gamer. Obi in the playoffs, actually to me, he went a tick higher than I thought he was because of how he approached when he got into games. Now, the air balls from three and all, he's got to get better at the catch-and-shoot three. He's got to put the work in. This is a huge year coming up for him. But I don't know if I'm not giving him an extension.
But maybe he's being suffocated. So if you move
Again,
Randall.
We don't know.
If you move Randall, then he can develop. If you move Randall, then you also get rid of one of that attitude. And then now your two leaders in that locker room automatically becomes Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. Automatically, it's these loudest voices in that locker room, and then you can see what a guy like Obi can do, and you go out and get a Naz Reid, and then if you can clear some space by it and bring back some veterans on some inspiring contracts for Randall to match the money.
To hear you saying though, isn't this a bar? If I told you there was a 2-time All-Pro who put up huge numbers, but he had no trade value, wouldn't that blow your mind?
No, I would call him
two-time All-NBA.
I would call him Albert Haynesworth.
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, it's been plenty of examples of guys like that. That, like, man, this dude is good. Why he keep getting released?
Ooh, my baby.
You said that name, and it hit me because there's so many similarities.
Yeah, ball out when it's money time, and then have an attitude, grouch.
I just it's amazing to think to me. You don't think that around the league that there's somebody that says, oh, we need that production at the four spot. That's exactly what we need.
But his attitude stink. Yeah, there's a lot of people that say that.
It's that moodiness that I do think does negative. That's why I'm talking about the mentality.
Do I need to get Antonio Brown? Do I need to get Antonio Brown?
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No, Julius is not a bad guy.
No. I'm just talking about the sourpuss stuff.
Yeah, but Antonio Brown got to be real selfish. You know, like I'm talking about, like, Julius is not a guy that you would say is, he's not a negative force in the room, but he's certainly not a positive force in the room. Does that make sense? It's like when things are going well for him, then he's happy and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you're not positive, then you're negative, because most seasons going to have negative stuff. So, you know, if you're not positive, you're negative.
It's fair.
It's like if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
So can I tell you this? A couple of things. So there's that. All right. There's that part of it. I told you the mentality thing. The addressing what is Randall going forward for you? Are you, because he's got 2 years left? Is he somebody that you feel like building with, or do you feel like it's probably time now? I've watched two playoffs. I've learned enough. If I can find something for him, I'll move on, and I can replace him with, if hope is it with Reed or somebody like that.
Would the money work with if you get rid of him and bring in DeAndre Ayton?
It doesn't make sense. Again, you have Mitchell Robinson, though. Hey, and DeAndre Ayton is also kind of a guy that's a bit moody, too. It's the reason why anyways, on the Sun side of things, though, let me bring this up. Tom Thibodeau is somebody that I've always defended. I think he's a terrific coach. I think he's the best coach they've had. You know, Mike Woodson was a great coach. Jeff Van Gundy. Like, you haven't had many great coaches in here. I think he's very much in control. But when Monty Williams suddenly became available over the weekend, which was, to me, really surprising.
Not to me. New ownership.
Yeah, you're right.
KD, this guy's from Detroit. This owner's from Detroit.
So let me just say that, not that I'm endorsing this. I'm just saying that there's always forces out there that are, you know, like Monty Williams, former Knick, has talked many times about how he's learned so much from Patrick Ewing and Derek Harper and all those guys from that era. Do you think it'd be possible that people in the front office that don't get along with Tom Thibodeau would use Monty Williams' availability as their way of moving on from Tom Thibodeau? And would that be the right move to make, especially when you consider Jalen Brunson's relationship that he has with Tibbs?
I think you go to Brunson, you kind of ask him, you know, fill out the situation of what you think about, what he really truly thinks about him. You heard James Harden with the, hey, how are you and Doc Rivers? Oh, we okay.
Yeah.
Mm, my gosh. Okay. Uh-huh. Bro, you going to try to hit me with the okay sign?
Yeah.
The okay?
Yeah, we good. We
all right. Yeah, all right. Damn. you grateful numb mother.
You know that you're only as loyal as your options. And Monty Williams' availability is something that I just suddenly am keeping an eye on, because there, you know, I mean, Tibbs was pretty close there earlier this season, and he did a remarkable job turning the season around and getting this team as far as he got it. But it doesn't mean that those who were ready to let him go aren't still looking for a reason. And would this be the reason? The easy sell. Monty Williams, a coach everybody loves and respects, and a former Knick. That's all I'm leaving that out there. I don't want Tom Thibodeau fired. I don't believe he should go. I believe he's got 2 years left on his deal, and he is the right coach right now, especially with Jalen Brunson. But you have to look at this offseason and wonder, is that something that becomes a conversation? There's a lot of stuff going on here, man. A lot. This is a critical offseason for this franchise right now and where they are. It's the Randall thing. Are you staying connected to him after all this? It's how do you get the bench better? Do you really pay quickly now and get yourself tied up even more into salary cap hell? And do you pay, you know, Obi? Like, what are you going to do now with this roster going forward and your coach going forward? Critical offseason. And that's how we're playing that game. I love it. What now? That's the great part.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so we're playing this game. It's just simple. Just now what? It's the end of a season. You always say that about your team. Now what? So we'll do it from a Nick perspective. Now what? Let's start with Spike in St. Pete. How you doing, Spike?
I'm doing pretty good. I agree with the opening and, it was a bit of an overachievement based upon preseason analysis, no question about it. I'm glad we had since Friday to calm down a little because my initial reaction was Jalen Brunson played the role of Tom Hanks in Castaway. And not trying to be flippant here. I just felt for the guy. I don't think he had a sight line every once as Josh Hart was open. Well, you don't know if he'd make the three or not. But and then the league comes out, guys, with this absolutely stupid statistic that there was a foul. Bam committed five fouls. We know that. He got away with murder there, figuratively. That last one when he went to the rim, that's two shots. The other was flagrant two. That's another shot. It just was disappointing that no one showed up. I think there was a deficiency on the defensive end. Now, if I had my druthers and I was Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, I'd put Glenn Rice on one wing and Bob McAdoo on the elbow, and I'd have my shot makers. But we need a shot maker.
McAdoo works for the Heat now, though, so he could care less about helping the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. I saw him there. I liked him, but just looking at Riley with the gray hair slicked back, I didn't know rats could look that good at 78 years old. But be it as it may, the precipitous drop with Randall, and you do need him to get there. But all sports, think about it. You guys, it's amazing to me how you guys perform at the level you do absorbing all this information. I know you have staff, so to speak. But I'm watching the game, and I'm thinking to myself, could someone help this guy? They swarmed him like he was Charles Manson, and there was a dragnet around him. He got no help, and that last play was a microcosm of what this team was all about. I agree with you, Alan, 100% on Quickley and on Obi. You have to play defense on this team. Quick improved a little bit. But the bottom line, and thanks for getting me on, I'd like to see one more championship. I want to see one more. I was fortunate enough to see two. You boys haven't. I'd love to see how the city would react. And I don't know the answer, but you can't drop off 35% in your statistics and then have a pissy attitude, like you said, Bart, not in those words, with Julius Randle. And R.J. Barrett has a lot of potential, but his defense has suffered. What do you expect? He's got the stigma of being your number three pick. And that's tough. And the other two have their own issues. That's a whole other program. And I'm a little somber about what went on with John Morant. I'm sure you'll get to it. But I'll leave you with this. It was a wonderful season. It was compelling. But Jalen Brunson is a superstar.
At least you come out of the season with that. But that's, again, I go back to that stuff when what he mentioned about Randall. I mean, this is a tough decision that they're going to have to make, and I'm hoping that they're not stubborn enough to say, we don't need to make the decision. We already know. I'm hoping. Again, I always play this game. If I was team president, I would have a meeting specifically about this, and I'd get everybody, my scouts, all my people, I'd get them together.
People that deal with them all the
time. I want to hear from everybody. Is this worth pursuing or not? Do you feel like he is worth the trouble?
Because he's here
or
2 more years, right?
Could we do better? Yes.
He's here 2 more years. So
yes.
And
if there's ever a time to move.
Attractive.
Yeah, there's ever time to move. It's kind of now. It is kind of now. And then you come up with your, all right, well, what's our, because you have to have a way out. You got to have your exit ramp. Right. You can't just cut, you're not going to dump someone and then not replace. You'd have to have, okay, we do this and then we do this. This will work. This is how we do it. But you have to ask yourself if you're willing to live with all the issues Now, I say issues as if it's like John Morant's issues or yeah. Zion issues. It's not that, obviously. But it's still enough to hold you back from winning. And that's something that I think just needs to be addressed.
You have to ask yourself, if this team stays relatively the same, what is it? Is it better than Miami with Tyler Hero back in the lineup?
Is it better than Cleveland with some experience under their belt? Is it better than Toronto with a different coach? Is it better than, how many other teams
say
do you want to come
you
up
want
with?
To say what you say,
it's
but
still, you know, if, I still if, argue if, it's
if,
top
Orla-
16.
If Orlando gets Wei Rihanna with all that young talent they got down there, and that's a possibility.
Orlando's coming. There's
that's
no question about that. All right, let's go to Dave in East Meadow. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I'm going to try to defend Randall a little bit. Uh-huh. I mean, ideally, I would like him back, but only if he understands that it's Brunson's team and he's going to be the third option, not the second option.
Is he, though, Dave? If he's a third option, you're asking him then to bring other things to the table aside from primary scoring and high usage. And now you're asking him to be like, what, a glue guy? He doesn't have that kind of game. He's not that kind of player that you're like, hey, just rebound and set screens. Like, he doesn't do that. He's not going to play that way.
His assists were definitely up this year. His assists were up from – they went away in the playoffs a little.
Listen, you don't want the ball in his hands and be a play. You do not want him being a playmaker because his turnovers are up as well.
Right. Well, I got a couple of guys I want to throw out to you that I like.
Dave, you have to say it the right way. This is like Jeopardy.
Now what?
Now what?
Now what? All right. My first one is DeMar DeRozan, okay? I think he doesn't have a three-point shot, but he's a floor spacer. He's an alpha. He's a leader. And I think Chicago's got to break that thing down except for LaVine. Klay Thompson, because we all know Golden State, like you talked about Poole. I hate Poole, but way over the cap. And then a little bit more of a stretch, I like Bridges from Brooklyn if you do a three-way, if you're looking to move Randall. And DeJounte Murray, we all know the Hawks seem to have had enough of Collins. If you want to move on from Randall, maybe something involving a bigger deal involving Murray and Collins. But those are the type of guys I think we're looking for. And one last thing, RJ, on a positive note, I'm glad he stepped up. And if you look 3 years from now with what's been going on today, he may turn out to be the best of the three guys in the top of that draft. Zion needs to lose some weight, and with Ja making mistake after mistake. But the Knicks' future is bright. If you look at what Bobby Marks does on Instagram, we got all 11 picks in the next 7 years. We got the movable contracts. The future is bright. And who doesn't want to play with Brunson? Nobody.
Those are the things that if you want to take positive, thank you, Dave, out of the season. The first one is, you established Brunson as a player that you brought in and really took it to another level, and now the whole league notices what he is. Then there's also – and don't overlook this either. You know, this whole nobody wants to play in New York and all that stuff. The Knicks played five playoff games at home. They went 4-1. And every game was an unbelievable atmosphere. And the four wins saw celebrations outside and just the vibe, as they say, was immaculate. And this whole notion, like KD said a bunch of years ago, the Knicks just aren't cool. I think that's there are players that definitely saw that and were like, man, there's something special about that place. There's something special about that. That you could also put in your pocket and say that was pretty good too. Right? Like you got to admit that part of it you can't ignore.
Even the opponents coming in was just talking about how crazy it is to play there and what it's like.
Yeah. All right, let's continue with now what? Let's go to Baritone in Queens. What's up, Baritone?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I want to say two things. First, Bart with Naz Reid, I definitely like that.
Yep.
But would you get rid of Mitchell? Because there's a lot of teams that want Mitchell Robinson.
No.
I know Phoenix, our best trade partner, the Dallas Mavericks, they want him.
Yeah, but I wouldn't move on from Mitch. Naz would be my four. And I'd have two studs down low that are willing to get rebounds and fight. And Naz Reid, remember, Naz can space the floor because he can knock down that corner three. So it's not like you'd have two guys clogging up the paint. So I think it would fit. I think it would work. Just money wise.
I want to say one more thing, Alan.
Go ahead.
Now Jaylen Brown. You remember when Kobe when he played against Utah and he struggled, and then he got better after that. I think this series after Miami, I think Jalen Brunson is going to be on the chair next year. So I think Knicks fans should be happy. I don't think any big moves is going to happen this year. I think the year after next, we can talk about Giannis and whoever else. I think the realistic trade could be Paul George again for Randall.
That's a name I would watch. I would definitely watch that name. Yeah, Baritone, I'll tell you what, I would watch Paul George and see what the Clippers are going to do with that team. They don't want to blow it up because they are moving into a new building.
And Kawhi with the knee won't be ready for the start of the season probably. He's got to have knee surgery.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
On the same knee that he had surgery on 2 years ago, but it's another part of the knee.
Yeah. So now what is the game we're playing right now? It's how we just, you know, eulogize a season. It's like, okay, what comes next? Now
what about Jeff Green?
I mean, he's not a starter anymore in the NBA.
No, I'm sorry, not Jeff Green. I'm sorry, the Green kid,
Draymond.
No. Well, that's a thing too. But yeah, Jalen Green down in Houston, they hate him already.
So you want to bring in a guy that a young team hates?
I'm just saying, man. Ball
dominant, kind of chucker, with that kind of mentality. Like that's what you want. Like again, I need A-type personalities, Bart. And you know what they are because you played with them. You were one. I need those kind of guys. I don't need names. I don't need A-talent guys. I have an A-talent guy already, and he's an A-personality guy. I need to fill the room now with A-type personalities. Workers, grinders, battlers. That's what I need now. That's what I recognize in what Brunson brings. Is now I don't need to – I'm not star chasing nearly as much. Now I'm looking for A-type personalities. The gym rats, the fighters, the battlers. That's what I need on this team.
You going to bring Brooks in?
Don't laugh.
He's grimy.
Don't laugh.
He's your P.J. Tucker.
Don't laugh.
He'll go against Jimmy Butler.
All you got to do is get him right.
He'll sweep the leg.
Just get him right.
He can be your P.J. Tucker. He can be your Bruce Brown. Corner like pocket.
Said, like I said. The personality is what I want. The rest of it I can work with.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I keep working. You know how it is, Bart. We just keep working. Everybody says like, oh, we won't see you. No. I'm not going anywhere. Keep working.
That's all we do. That's all we know
how to
do,
man.
That's
what we do, baby. All right, so 800-919-3776. We are playing Now What when it comes to the Knicks. So now what? Like, what is next? What do they do next? Coming up, we're getting into football because Saquon apparently sees himself in the same category as another player and has reportedly turned down a contract. If you're a Giants fan, this is going to set you off. Trust me. That's coming up. But first, we continue with calls. So let's go. Let's see. Ricardo in New Jersey. Ricardo, what do you have for us today? Now what?
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing? And here's the deal. My now what? Julius Randle. We keep him. I like what you said before. I think we should really put it into his head. Listen, you got to play this position where you're not going to be the guy anymore. All right? I think we have enough picks, enough players to make some moves. And one of the people that we haven't been mentioning, haven't been shooting at, and I know you may be not agreeing, you won't agree to it, but I think it would work. Because I think, you know, it can make the numbers, and it could be that dog that we need. Nobody brings up Damian Lillard. I mean, we have the pieces. We have the right spot or the right people to give up. I mean, you know, you do a package with Obi Toppin, you get rid of Grimes, and possibly maybe you throw in Quickly with some of the picks that we have. Now you got yourself a situation where, you know what, Julius Randle, move over a little bit. We got you. We're going to make you that player. Well, we got now Damian Lillard. And think about it, too. What Damian Lillard would do with the three, with Brunson, with also Barrett, man, forget about it. It's going to be a killer. Now you have that bench of Josh Hart coming out. Man, Hardenstein is doing amazing. I think that's somebody that man, that was a steal in the offseason. Josh Hart was another steal in trades, but we got the picks to make the moves. I think we should just say, you know what, we don't have to star chase, but I think Damian Lillard is that one guy that we're going to have other coaches in the NBA say, well, you know what, Brunson was the man, but damn, now they got Damian Lillard, and now we're really scared because Damian Lillard is ice cold. He's going to take that shot. He's going to be the one to do what he needs to do because, again, look at Barrett. Look at Randall. They're so predictable. It's like playing NBA 2K. You already know what moves you're going to make. It's always the same move. It's either to the right, drive it in, spin around, turn, or to the left. every team knows it. But if you tell these guys, we got the guy to do it, he's ice cold. Shoot it out to Lillard.
Yeah,
I think we could do the move.
Ricardo, the only problem with that is that would give you probably one of the smallest backcourts in basketball. We love Dame Lillard. I just think with Brunson there, he's a guy that needs the ball in his hand all the time too. I think I like Brunson. I think we need a 3-and-D guy. Like Jaylen Brown was available or Paul George. That's really what we need. Ironic that you bring up Dame Lillard because he was kind of in the news with the stuff to
saw that
to Philadelphia when Embiid saying
you can't
be with two of us. And to me, you think about maybe trading Maxey or maybe Tobias Harris to Portland and being able to bring a guy like Dame Dollar over, I think that would give the Philadelphia
I think that'd be a great Sixers
the piece that they need, yeah. Now, but it's going to cost you Maxey and maybe Tobias Harris.
I brought that up on Get Up this morning.
Oh, you did?
And Woj shot it down, like, immediately.
Why?
Yeah, thanks for watching, by the way. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, because I had to go to listen, you own all week, first of all.
I'm hearing nothing but excuses.
You're here all week, but I had to go get all these damn all my vending machine stuff, man, from Costco's business. Because my vending machines are empty, so I had to go get all the
crazy
stuff.
Thing, Bart. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but ESPN has like this app. And you can watch shows on it. So you take it with you. It's crazy. It's wild. It's this new technology. Just came out about the last decade.
Can you put it on my phone? Shows. Well, when I see you tomorrow, you can put it on my phone and you can show me how to use it.
You're going to meet me for breakfast, right?
Absolutely.
All right. 800-919-3776. But yeah, I brought up Lillard and I talked because they were talking about like James Harden's future. And it's like, do you really give him the money? Is he really the right fit with Embiid? And I said, you know, there's options, and I brought up a couple of names, and the one name I said is, what about Damian Lillard if he went to Portland? And Woj right away was like, Damian Lillard is not available. And whatever, I was like, well, man, that's the end of that.
All they got to do is tell him
like,
that he's
like
their
rebuild. Sith Lord, by
the way.
Like, he just quietly, like, he'll sit there quietly, listen to you, just get excited and come up with this. What if they did this and they could do that? How about this and that? And also, he's quiet. And he's like,
it just hate on you, yes.
Lillard is not available.
How do he know Lillard's not available, man? Like, Lillard's available.
Because he knows everything. It's Woj. You have to accept it. He knows everything.
He can see
the future. He just knows. He knows
all. All they have to say is, hey, we're rebuilding. And that's the buzzword to say it's time to go.
That's the Kevin Garnett moment that he had to have with Minnesota, where Minnesota said, you're worth more to us in a trade than you are just staying here as we try to rebuild. But they're not there as a franchise, and Woj knows, and he said he's not available. Okay, we move on then, as we do here. Jose in Brooklyn. Jose.
Hey, how's it going, Island and Bart?
All right. Now what, Jose? Now what?
Now what? There's so many things going on with the now what. The one thing that I wanted to say, I think that's going to happen, is that they're going to try to run it back. But I do think that they need to listen to all options, everything's on the table. Very concerned with R.J. Barrett because it's literally almost the frustrating thing is if he improves on one or two things, he can literally flourish, but that's yet to be seen. With Randall, there's not enough words I can say. I'm just done with him as a basketball player. I know he brings a lot of great production in the season, but to me, I just feel like if we can get an approximation or something even a little less and have everybody else pick up the slack, I think that would be great. But I wanted to ask, what do you think is on the horizons? Because with all these picks, you know, do they try to get some value shooters, or do they look in the draft? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, here's the problem is we'll find out tomorrow. Thank you, Jose. We'll find out tomorrow. But you know, right now they don't have a first round pick. And the reason why is because Dallas decided to tank, and that pick that the Knicks felt like was in their pocket is suddenly now in the 10th spot. Now, in the lottery, which will be tomorrow night, they could technically fall to 11. And if they fall to 11, that's now the Knicks' pick. And so now they'll have a first-round pick. And by the way, that's a very valuable piece. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. So there's nothing draft-wise. They're not going to have a lot of money to spend on free agency. They've got to spend on their own guys, and it really just begins and ends with Josh Hart and making sure he's locked up. But then after that, it's just seeing what shakes in the market, what calls you might get on players, and then you go from there. But as I said, the first offseason meeting I'm having is with my group about Randle and whether or not we all are comfortable with moving forward knowing what we know now, 4 years in and 2 years of playoffs. He's an all-NBA player, but he's also a guy that come postseason, you just don't get anything out of him. And you could say, well, this is the it's the ankle and this is that. There's always an excuse as well. And is he somebody that lifts a locker room? You know, there are players who are injured, but yet you could still feel like the presence of this player around, given you all he's got. Then there's guys who are hurt, and boy, they want you to know how hurt they are. And I don't know what his situation is, but what I do know is that they have twice played in the playoffs in 3 years, and both times he has not really been the main reason why they won games. Is that really what you want? Is that really something that you want to live with going forward? That's the only thing I think you got to talk about.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.